USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Police say there are three victims after an active shooting event at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas today. Las Vegas Sheriff did not update their conditions and said there could be more. He did confirm the shooter is deceased and there is no ongoing threat. There is a reunification area in place right now. Officers are clearing every building one at a time on the campus. This student was right in the middle of it.
I peek out the window that I sit next to and you just see students running around and police cars coming by, and they locked down the library. They didn't seem to know why at first, but eventually came out that there's an active shooter.
Republicans in both legislative chambers are pledging to withhold support for any new foreign aid package unless it is accompanied by measures addressing the escalating issue of illegal immigration.
Using the power of the purse to make sure that first and foremost we deal with our southern border crisis.
Texas Congressman Jody Arrington argues that this stance aims to tackle the influx of illicit drugs into his border state. However, Democrats express skepticism about the GOP's border plan, asserting that it may hinder individuals seeking to escape persecution and exercise their legal right to apply for asylum. Las Vegas is the stage for the NBA's rendition of the Final Four on Thursday in the semifinals of the inaugural NBA in-season tournament. The Milwaukee Bucks will face the Indiana Pacers, while the Los Angeles Lakers will compete against the New Orleans Pelicans. The victorious team from these matchups will vie for the championship on Saturday night. And in somewhat shocking news, former Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy made the announcement that he's resigning from Congress at the end of the year. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul has announced a special election to replace Republican Long Island Congressman George Santos. It's set to be held on Tuesday, February 13th. Chairman of the Nassau County Republican Committee, Joseph Cairo, said they're trying to avoid another Santos lying scenario by closely vetting potential candidates' credentials. Former Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney says she may launch a third-party bid against presidential candidate Donald Trump. She told the Washington Post democracy is at risk as a result of Trump's continued grip on the Republican Party. Cheney released a new book yesterday and says Trump was the most dangerous man ever to inhabit the Oval Office. CVS is overhauling its prescription drug pricing methodology.
The drugstore chain will introduce CVS Cost Vantage. This new approach employs a formula considering the drug cost, a fee, and a predetermined markup to calculate both the drug's price and reimbursement with pharmacy benefit managers. Set to launch in 2025, this model aims to enhance transparency in CVS's drug pricing system. Executives anticipate that the shift in payment models may lead to lower costs for some drugs while potentially increasing expenses for others. I'm John Schaefer.
The late Justice Sandra Day O'Connor will lie in repose in the Great Hall of the Supreme Court on December 18th. The public can pay respects that Monday. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.